This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is James O'Keefe. You might know him better as the man portraying the pimp in the videos taken inside Acorn offices in places like Washington, Baltimore, New York City, and most recently Philadelphia. That video just released on BigGovernment.com featuring James O'Keefe and his co-worker, Hannah Giles, who is posing as one of his prostitutes. And James, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be on, Greg.
Well, let's talk about the idea, first of all. I know this story's been out there a long time, several weeks now, since you've released the first videos that you did this summer. How did you get the idea of going to Acorn posing as the pimp and prostitute?
Well, a couple years back, I worked with a girl, Lila Rose, to do some Planned Parenthood videos. I went undercover, and the results were pretty significant. And Hannah Giles, the girl who did this with me, wrote an article about that stunt I did for townhall.com. And I had sent her a message and said, yeah, you know, you should write an article. Well, she ended up writing an article, so she seemed like someone who had a lot of courage and a lot of, you know, just following up with her ideas. So she sent me a message a year later. This was a couple months ago. You know, James, are you doing any ideas recently? I said, no, I'm looking for good ideas. And she sent me a one-line Facebook message basically saying, well, what if a prostitute went into Acorn? And I knew the moment I saw that's a great idea. And we were developing it, and I came up with the pimp idea, and then we had a buddy of ours came up with the underage girls. And we just posed the most ridiculous criminal scenario we could think of because we knew that these people were corrupt and they may fall for it.
What was it about that specific role as a pimp and prostitute that lit the light bulb in your head that this would really expose Acorn?
That was, you know, that's an interesting question. We knew that they were sort of, you know, engaging. We had reason to believe they were engaging in all types of illegal activities. And the prostitute routine was good because it was a sort of, you know, shady type of lifestyle. And we thought these people are sort of, you know, thugs. And they would relate to someone who was doing something sort of on the street, doing something nefarious. It had a few different connotations to it. For example, one of the ideas we did not do was to try to register the underage girls to vote because we knew that, you know, these people were engaging in nefarious voting schemes. So we could go in a lot of different directions with it. And besides that, Hannah came up with the idea to be a prostitute, and she is from Miami, so she has all these ridiculous clothes, and she was willing to do it. So I did something that she was willing to do.
One of the things we've seen on all these videos, James, is that, as you mentioned, no matter how outlandish or clearly illegal you explain that your activities are, there really is no surprise on the face of these workers. Did that surprise you in any way?
Well, what surprised me most, and people say these workers are stupid or whatever they say, that's not true. I'm very surprised by how intelligent they are, particularly in Baltimore. We walked in there, you know, and they're the ones that brought in the tax specialist to assist me. I did not propose making the prostitutes, the underage girls, I did not propose them as dependents and child tax credit on my tax forms. That's something that they said. So it wasn't only a lack of surprise, it was a willingness to facilitate all types of crimes that I never even knew existed. And if there's any reason for you to believe that they're engaging in this activity on a regular basis, that would be it.
James, the most recent video, as I mentioned before, is from Philadelphia, and that's the encounter that Acorn originally said they threw you out. They wanted nothing to do with the subject material that you were talking about, and they kicked you out and even filed a police report. The video shows something clearly different. What will folks see if they head to biggovernment.com and look at that?
I created a sort of an 8-minute video with a combination of statements made by people in the media, statements by people at Acorn, and then you could also see the employee. Her name is Catherine Conway Russell. She is an unusual situation as she is the director of the entire office there in Philadelphia. And what they'll see is they'll see all statements we made to her, not the whole statements, but some of the statements we said to Catherine, the office director, and they'll see her body language, her responses. We had to mute the audio of the employee, Catherine, because we've been faced with all types of lawsuits based on our recording of their conversations. So we don't want to mess around anymore, particularly in Pennsylvania. We don't want to mess around anymore with these lawsuits. And we are calling on Acorn to not object to the release of their oral statements. but you can still see the lies. And the biggest lie was that we were kicked out after a few minutes. We weren't helped. We were asked to leave. None of that happened. In fact, we met with the employee for 32 minutes. She gave us her business cards. Clearly, these people are lying to you. They said we got kicked out. They said that they called the police on us while we were there. They shown us the door. That never happened. There's a lot of questions about that police report. You can see that. I wrote an article on the Big Government about that. Why did they file a police report after the fact? Why did they call it a verbal disturbance? But most importantly, why did they tell everyone that they didn't help us when they scheduled an appointment for a housing intake after we told them about all these illegal activities?
James, as many of our listeners know, and as you've alluded to a couple of times here, Acorn is taking legal action against you. And a little bit of a strange wrinkle with that, when you recently did a press conference as you rolled out this video on Philadelphia. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, there was a man who showed up to the press conference. A man or a woman, I didn't meet them, but they gave us a business card and said we're from Proskauer Rose, which is a law firm, and they said they were a documentary filmmaker. It's kind of bizarre. Well, it turns out that the man who is part of the internal investigation, the man who Acorn hired to do its own audits, is from Proskauer Rose. His name is Harshberger. It's very interesting that they showed up to a press conference claiming they were documentary filmmakers. It sounds like there's some monkey business with Acorn's internal investigation. And hopefully, as we roll out some more videos, we get to the bottom of this. This is certainly something that Acorn's internal investigator should be answering. Why is it that these people are not investigating their own misconduct, but showing up to our press conferences claiming to be documentary filmmakers?
James, where do you expect this to go from here? We've already seen both chambers of Congress vote on some level to defund Acorn in terms of federal dollars. Do you expect that that's actually going to go to fruition? And what else would you like to see happen?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with the defunding, because I heard something about Michelle Bachmann saying that they were going to get refunded. Let me put it to you this way. There are more videos, and they are devastating. So There's more fun to come. There will be more investigative journalism. There will be more videos. And we are going to release them at some point in the future. So hopefully people realize that this is not statistically insignificant. This is a huge deal when we have a batting average as high as we have had. To have all of these employees have no problem to help us with our illegal activities. Why are they lying to you? Why don't they just come out and admit what they're doing is wrong? So hopefully we'll uncover more truth and get people outraged, and there'll be more actions taken.
And you can certainly follow this saga at biggovernment.com. James, great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Absolutely. James O'Keefe, you know him as the pimp in the videos exposing Acorn for promoting and encouraging illegal activities. Again, biggovernment.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.